Stephanie Grant with me now, 2014 Farm Progress Show. Sustainability is a big issue. Tell me a little bit about your position with Unilever and what the project is.
Sure. I do external affairs for Unilever, but I also project manage our Sustainable Soybean Project, which is sustainably sourcing soy for our Hellmann's mayonnaise, which is all comes out of the ADM facility in Des Moines, Iowa. Unilever, as a company, has committed to sustainably sourcing all of our commodities by the year 2020. And in the U.S., soy is our number one commodity. So this is a really big project for us to kind of kick off our efforts here in the United States.
Tell me a little bit about how the project came about. I know that it came from the top down, right?
Absolutely. Our CEO, Paul Pullman, in 2010 decided that he really had a broad, ambitious goal for the company. So we are going to double the size of our business while at the same time cutting our environmental footprint in half by the year 2020. And he and his leadership has really developed all the goals, and it's really top down, like you said. Everything we do within the company, all that we work for is through these for these sustainability goals.
How important is it to have folks on board with you, such as Secretary Northey from the state of Iowa? We've also got ADM involved. You're telling a story from farm to table, basically.
Absolutely, and we really appreciate all the support Secretary Northey in particular has been giving us. He's sat at the table the first time we came into Iowa and said we want to do this, and provided his support and has been supportive all the way along. And we couldn't ask for a better partner than ADM in this project. Without them, we wouldn't have the farmers signed up and the farmers participating in this program. Consumers really want to know where their food comes from these days, and that's one of these goals. We want to be able to show how the farmers are sustainable and how they're good stewards of the land and the environment, and we can show that through our brands.
There seems to be, you know, some negativity out there about sustainability across the board, and it's just, it depends on who you talk to and what internet article you want to believe. How important is it, though, to tell the right story?
It's absolutely important. I'm an Iowa native, so for me, this is really a project that I take to heart, and I want to show how my friends and family members are doing, you know, being stewardships of the land and the environment.
Now, I know we're talking soybeans, we're talking Hellmann's mayonnaise. Is there future growth for this product or for this particular project or going on down the line?
Absolutely. As I said, we're going to sustainably source all of our commodities by the year 2020. So we're already starting to work with other suppliers and partners on moving into specifically our spreads, our margarines, so Country Crock, I can't believe it's not butter, Promise, sourcing sustainable soy for them also. And then we'll be looking at other commodities such as rice and corn.
Tell me a little bit about folks in the Unilever company as a whole. How many of them, well, not necessarily how many of them, but what do they think when you start telling the story even to them?
What I love is bringing our marketers out to Iowa. We did that last summer, actually, and brought people from California, people that had never been on a farm before. And I got to watch light bulbs go off over their heads as they better understood the process of how soy is planted, the growing season, and how it finally gets to ADM and becomes the oil that goes into our product. So for me, it's been fun, too, to watch this and help teach people the process of really agriculture.
Well, Stephanie, is there anything else I've forgotten about the project?
Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you telling our story.
No problem. She's Stephanie Grant, and I'm Leah Guffey at the 2014 Farm Progress Show.